Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. Four school boards in Ontario are taking some major social media companies to court. The lawsuit alleges their products have disrupted learning by rewiring the way children think and behave. Megan Fitzpatrick has the latest.
School boards in Toronto, Peel Region, and Ottawa say social media is causing so much harm to students, the courts need to step in. Their lawsuits are seeking more than $4 billion in compensation from the companies that own Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat. The court action alleges the platforms are designed to be addictive, deliberately target young people, and they're causing major harm to their mental health and their ability to learn. Lawyer Duncan Embury is representing the boards and says the goal is not just financial, they're seeking meaningful change.
Change to the nature of the algorithmic designs underlying these products, change to the age restrictions associated with them, change to the parental controls.
CBC has reached out to the companies for comment. So far, Snapchat is responding by saying it feels good about the role it plays in helping people feel connected and that it's different than other social media companies. Megan Fitzpatrick, CBC News, Toronto.
Canada's Supreme Court has upheld a requirement from a Yukon First Nation that elected officials live on settled land. The High Court dismissed an appeal from Cindy Dixon, who argued the requirement violated her equality rights as guaranteed under the Charter. She'd been prevented from running for a council seat because she lived in Whitehorse. The court admitted Dixon's charter rights were breached, but ruled it was justified under a section of the Charter that protects collective Indigenous rights.
This isn't just reckless, it's immoral and it's inhumane.
Danielle Smith pulled no punches in her testimony before a Conservative-led Commons committee. It is holding hearings on next month's carbon tax increase. The levy will go up about $15 a ton on Monday. The Alberta Premier is one of a number of Conservative provincial leaders who've been called to testify. Smith says, given the affordability crisis, now is not the time to raise the tax.
The so-called solutions the federal government is to increase the carbon tax on something that is life or death for Albertans in the extreme cold of winter. That is inhumane. It begs the question, how far will the federal government go to make life even more difficult and expensive when so many Canadians are already struggling?
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has accused Conservative premiers of misleading Canadians. He says most Canadians will get a rebate that will more than cover their carbon tax costs. The founder of failed cryptocurrency exchange FTX has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. Last November, a jury found Sam Bankman-Fried guilty of stealing billions of dollars from investors and customers. He used that money to buy luxury properties in the Caribbean and later conspired to cover it up. FTX went bankrupt in 2022 following a spiral of customer panic when leaked documents showed potential financial irregularities. At today's sentencing, the former CEO said his decisions haunt him and that his customers didn't deserve to suffer. Bombardiers haven't been made since the 1970s, but these snow machines are still used every winter on the frozen shores of Manitoba's Interlake region. Emily Brass has the story from the fishing community of Saint-Laurent.
They look part snowmobile, part magic bus. Bombardiers are part of Saint-Laurent's identity, says RM councillor Mo LeClaire.
Some people call us the capital of bombardiers. There's somewhere around 40 or 50 of them, I'm told.
Saint-Laurent even has road signs marking bombardier crossings. Locals say they're the ultimate ice fishing machine since they go where other vehicles won't. Mike Chartrand is a commercial ice fisher in Saint-Laurent.
I've been around this since I was a kid.
The first bombardier was made by Bombardier in Quebec in 1937, first used as school buses and ambulances. Sales plummeted in the 40s when towns started snow-clearing roads. The last one was made in the 70s.
Look at the belting, make sure it's not all worn out.
The bombardiers that are still around need a lot of maintenance. Chartrand says it's all worth it to keep the tradition going. Emily Brass, CBC News, Saint-Laurent, Manitoba.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.